Hello?
Hi. You.
Yes.
What's cracking? What are you doing?
I'm just, this is Richie. Who's this?
Hi, Richie. Oh, Richie.
Hey, are we good?
How are you? We're here.
Do we have the party here?
The party started.
The party started.
Ah, I love the formalities of it. I've been told to keep this at a very entertaining 7 minutes, so let's keep it shallow. I'm on the phone with Mike Shinoda and Steve Aoki. We're talking about this great song, A Light That Never Comes. But I want to talk, because I've already seen online a lot about the song, and of course we'll talk about it a little bit. But how is it that you two came together?
I mean, on this song, we started out with Twitter, you know. I mean, it was just direct messaging each other about working together, and then eventually sending files back and forth, and resulted into what this song is. So pretty simple, but just a long process.
Hashtag hit song. Hashtag this will be the best. Hashtag.
You see that Jimmy Fallon thing?
Oh yeah.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
I love the Ben Affleck. No disrespect to Ben Affleck. I love that one.
All disrespect to Jimmy Kimmel.
So really, that's all it came about. Is it was like, hey, dude, sitting around. Oh, now I'm out of characters. Let me send you another one. Thinking about making a song with you.
Well, I mean, look, we were like, you know, I think in the beginnings of it, you know. When Linkin Park put out Living Things, we were looking for remixes because we were giving basically anybody who bought our album from LinkinPark.com, we gave them remixes, and we got so many in that we didn't know what to do with them. And eventually, that's how Recharged, our remix album that's about to come out in a couple weeks. That's how that came up. As part of that, you know, I was always just kind of keeping my ear out, and I think originally one of the things I was asking Steve about was like, hey, would you do a remix? And it just didn't work out as far as the timing and whatever and with the things he was into. And then instead of that, it turned into like a brand new song. And you know, so that at the end of the day, that was a much better, you know, outcome. And it was just strictly based on like real casual conversation.
You know, it's interesting. I'm looking over and, you know, I feel like I know quite a bit about both of you guys. And I see like all the different projects and people that you know, Mike, and all the different projects and people that you know, Steve. And it just seems like it's like, and these guys are connected to everyone. And this is a great song. And, you know, like I don't know that I can even put a word to it. Like, it just is like, hey.
Natural. It was natural. It was organic.
Yeah.
But you know what? The thing is too that this whole thing is like at a certain point. Like, I know Steve's background is partially a rock background. You know what I mean? Like, you were talking about when you first came up. At one point, you were talking about like the stuff you were into and how you got into doing what you do.
Yeah, I mean, well, before even getting into electronic music production, I was in bands. I was like playing guitars and listening to punk and hardcore. So. You know, having that sound, I've already been a Linkin Park fan, so to work with Mike and Chester and the whole team on the song was already a big, big deal to me. So it was just like, you know, it all started out with just kind of finding a natural place to start and then like sending ideas back and forth that would fit into our worlds. And I mean, it did take some time because we were trying to mold, you know, this song to be kind of, you know, just the cross section between our two worlds. And I mean, you could really hear it in this song in particular. When I play it out at my sets, it works incredibly. Actually, I do play like the original, and then sometimes I get carried away. I play a remix of it in the same set. I'm like an overload of a light that never comes, but it just feels so good for my crowd, and the crowd responds so well. It's one of those great feelings to do a merger like that of two different genres and make it work.
I feel like we've cracked the code to some degree, because our band was always joking that it'd be amazing to be Daft Punk and like be able to like potentially send people out in masks that like to do our work for us. It's like, okay, we'll write music and then like you guys go out and play the shows and I'm going to sit at home and have cocktails. and at this point it's like we made this song that we love and we're home writing more music and Steve's out killing it every night, like playing the song. I'm like, amazing, perfect. Like we're multitasking right now.
Yeah, because I'm hitting a mic. I'm like, oh, I just killed this crowd with the song. I mean, it worked. Like, you know, I'm telling Mike about how the song's working in different countries or cities or whatnot. So
he's also like, it's also like you're doing the research. It's like, yeah, this worked really well. Like, okay, cool. We'll work that in next time.
Hashtag killing it. Hashtag how's your cocktail. Hashtag,
you know. How's your cocktail?
I just think it's so cool, and unfortunately I don't have enough time to really get into anything that I want to, but just, you know, amazing success, and it's a great song that I'm going to sample a little bit of here for people that may... not have heard it. To each and every of your endeavors in this endeavor, and, you know, of course with Linkin Park, and then Steve with everything that you're doing, just thank you for keeping me and so many other people entertained. And I know that sounds super brown nosy, but it's like, I just I'm reading through it, and it's just like, yeah, loved that. Oh, that's cool. I didn't know, you know.
Well, thank you very much, man. I appreciate that. And I know we have, you know, both of us, all of us have a lot of fans out your way, and just want to say thank you to you guys too. Thanks
a lot. So get here. That's what I'm saying. Get here.
We're working on it.
Get to Salt Lake and let me brown nose you in person, because this over the phone thing is hashtag creeper, hashtag stalker.
I'll actually be touring through Salt Lake City very, very soon on my AOK Fly America tour.
When?
Actually, the dates, I don't know the exact date, but the date's up on steveaoki.com or my Facebook page. But I'm touring with Borgore and Waka Flocka, and yeah, you know, and actually, Mike makes a little like video appearance.
I do.
And so he's there, like, not just in spirit, but, you know, through the you know, crazy technology of the show. So
what about for you, Mike? When are you and the rest of the guys coming to Salt Lake?
We are in the studio right now, and I've actually, you know, I would love to get over there next year. So when we put out the record, I'd love to be able to hit a really good U.S. tour. We haven't had the most, like, the deepest U.S. tours as of late, because our schedule has been stretched out all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually said to, you know, we've talked about within the band, like, that we want to kind of focus in a couple spots, U.S. being one. So cross fingers, you know, when we put out a record next year, hopefully we can get out and see you guys and play you guys some music.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what, Steve, we've got a Benihana here, so we can go there.
All right.
Oh, right? Is that a true Wikipedia fact that your dad started the Benihana?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, perfect. I look forward to seeing you guys here. Thanks so much.
All right.